Also, we continue today in Simen Mem on page Samech Tes in the Mishnah Brura. So the Shulchan Aruch writes the following: this is Simen Mem Sif Beis. By sheyesh bo tefillin asur l'shamish bo mitaso ad sheyotziim or ad sheyanichim bikli soch keli. So the halacha is a home in which there is tefillin. One is not permitted to engage in relations in that home until you remove the tefillin, or until you put them within a utensil inside of a utensil. And this only works if the second utensil is not uniquely made for them. Because if you have multiple kelim and all of them made to retain the tefillin, then they're all considered to be like one. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah tefillin. Vodin chumashim o sidurei tefilos o shar sfarim bein b'ksiva bein b'tfus hakol yesh point kedusha ba'inon kli b'soch kli va'afilu mein kasav mishita, meaning it's not ksav ashuri. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here that this is not just a din by tefillin, but rather again this concept applies to chumashim or to sidurim or any kind of other sfarim as well. Ukrichas ha'sefer inon echshavas lekisui dehimigof ha'sefer uba'inon od shnei kisuyin. And the cover of the sefer itself is not considered to be a cover because it's part of the sefer itself, and you require two additional covers. Va'ayim b'yerdeya kalamekel b'kdusha sfarim.
So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be of the opinion that printed Sfarim have the same din as Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, as Tefillin, and therefore again one would have to cover them before going ahead and engaging in marital relations. Mitaso olaso srachav. This is not just a din in marital relations, but this is also a din if one needs to relieve themselves. Ad shiotziyim b'cheder acher o shemafsik b'fnei mechitza gavah asar tefachim. So remember again, the idea over here is this issue is not necessarily having tefillin in the house. This is having tefillin in the room in which relations are going to occur. So if one removes the tefillin from the room, or for that matter constructs a partition in front of the tefillin, then halacha l'maisa is not a problem. Zayin b'kli soch keli, or the halacha is if you have the tefillin in one receptacle and then that receptacle inside of another. Sefer Mishnah Berurah is lav davka kelim duan din shnei kisuyin. Doesn't have to literally be utensils, rather it means two covers. Bim perish talis oshar kisui ala kis shal tefillin. Af api sha kisui ein mechaser rak lamala min atzlin lo lamat afi lo haki shar vayim ve halocha. So if let's say one were to have their tefillin in a tefillin bag, and then were to place something on top of that bag, even though the tefillin are not covered on all sides, that would be fine. Va'osan hamanichin kis ha-tefillin va'atal soch kis godol, echad godol, hare gam ha-kis ha-godol nikra kilyon ha-miyucha lahen, v'tzar
This is interesting. Let's say you put your tefillin and your talis in one larger bag. So remember that larger bag has the din of a tefillin bag as well, and therefore again would not count as a cover on the tefillin. However, if you were to wrap the tefillin inside the talis, then indeed the talis itself could count as one of the covers. That talis ain't no kilyon. V'adinim kis ha-tefillin mechubar lamala ala kis ha-godol. Harei tzad ha-sheni shal ha-kis ha-godol inikra.
So remember, so the halacha is that for tefillin, obviously, in order to have relations in a room where tefillin is present, so you need two coverings. So again, that could either be the tefillin ultimately in their bag and covered by the talis, or it could be, let's say, the tefillin bag with a towel on top of it or something else on top of it. And now the Mishnah Berurah writes that the same halacha is for a mezuzah that is affixed to the doorway as well. Now, obviously, he's talking about a situation where when you close the door, the tefillin is on the inside of the doorway, meaning inside the bedroom, as opposed to often what happens when you close the door, the tefillin is on the outside of the bedroom. So if the tefillin is on the inside of the bedroom, sarach kli b'soch kli. Again, the klaf must be within two coverings, two receptacles. Dahainu sheyechasa osa b'shnei kisuyin. Ve'echad mehem yi'al kol panim enim yuchalok l'kamon. And one of the coverings has to be a covering that is not specifically designated for the mezuzah. V'yom ha'al mezuzah yesh kisui zechuchis. But if the tefillin is in a clear receptacle, even though again the parchment is visible, it's still considered to be a kisui, it's still considered to be a covering. This is very important. Although the minhag is that for mezuzahs on bedroom doors, we try not to use clear receptacles, clear containers. But technically speaking, if you had a clear container and then you covered it again with, let's say, another covering, that would suffice to be two containers, two kalim, two coverings, I should say. But if, let's say, the mezuzah was housed in a clear receptacle, then you were to put another clear receptacle on top of that, that of course would not work, because then all you have is clear receptacles. Taha mezuzah niris mitochan kasav bechach masadam nirali tibein mezuzah shar svar masam etchila beis kilim sheichashev echa lekli besoch kli kigon shekarach hamezuzah beniyar v'achrikach hinicha betik shalah mutar kevan shebetchila kivin lekach. But if, let's say, you were to go ahead and take the mezuzah, the piece of parchment, and you were to wrap it in a piece of paper, and then to put it into the receptacle, since your kavana initially is that it should count as two receptacles, it works. The yeser kol adinim bazen nevar lekam simin reishmem be'ezer Hashem yisbarach. So let's see. So again, so now the Mishnah Berurah says in Ches she'ina sheni. Remember again, the second covering must be something that was not uniquely created for the tefillin. Lav dafko v'adino ha'pnimi einu miyuchad v'achitzal miyuchad o she'shneim einu miyuchadim kemo she'kasu v'haga ve'einu aser kli besoch kli rak im shneim miyuchadim avalim echad einu miyuchad mitzarifim ha'am miyuchad v'sheni. So listen to this. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the idea is it requires two coverings, the tefillin, in order to be in the same room in which relations are occurring, but only one of the coverings can't be something that is uniquely designed for tefillin. So one of them must be something that is not tefillin specific. So whether they're both not tefillin specific, one of them is not tefillin, as long as one of them is not tefillin specific, it is okay. Now the Rama comments on this. The Rama says, Hago, v'im shneihem eino miyuchadim lahem. If both coverings are not miyuchad for the tefillin, meaning if both coverings are not uniquely made for the tefillin, o shapnimi eino miyuchad lahem v'achitza miyuchad lahem mutar. So the idea in the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here is that what the Rama is coming to add is that whether the inner covering is for tefillin or not for tefillin, or the outer one is for or not for, as long as one of the two coverings is not made uniquely for tefillin, then halacha lemaisa, the two coverings will work. And the Mishnah Berurah ends off by saying, "Va'ago lo ba rak lefarish tivya mechaber de lo nitya belishnei ukli echad afila inu miyuchad lo mahani va'aso." The Rama is just coming to really clarify the statement of the mechaber. Just so the mechaber says that you need two coverings, but the idea is that one of them has to be one that is not uniquely for tefillin. The idea that the Mechaber is coming to express is it doesn't matter which one of the coverings is not for tefillin, or is not uniquely made for tefillin, whether it's the inner one or the outer one, as long as one of them, again, was not specifically made for tefillin, ultimately, again, it will allow the tefillin to remain in the room, even if relations are happening there. But so we will stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with Halacha Gimel tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.